Talk a little bit about Chatzitzis. It's part of it. Position. Pasuk says it describes all the different uses of the Chatzitzis, and at the end it says Yom Simchaschem Odechem Urashei Chatzichem Eskatem Chatzitzis Al Osechem Azrechem Echem Yilchem Zikon El Kachem Yashem Echem. So when you blow, they blow Chatzitzis. Yom Simchaschem Vmoadechem Urashei Chatzichem. All say from Zimchei Shemechem, and should be a Zikar from Hashem Lakech. So, first question: what if we know Moadim? We know Moadim. Moadim are usually Elmo de Hashem Circumstance. Of course, we have a list of Moadim. Roshi Chachem and over there. What does it mean, Yom Simchas? So, the Sifrei has a drasha. Rashi, which one doesn't quote it. Actually, 2 days in Sefer. The Stam says, "V'yom Simchaschem, v'yom actually, v'yom Simchas Eilu Shabbos, v'nasom Eilu Tzmidim." That's our gerusa in the Sefer. It's interesting. The Gra has a different gerusa. The Gra says, "V'yom," the word. Agrius of Yom implies, I should say, that the words of Yom Simchaschem that refers to Shabbos. Because the phrase says, Yom Simchaschem, Uvmoadechem Eilu Shabbosos, Nasum Eilu Tzmidim, Uvmoadechem Eilu Shal Shurgal. Sounds like Yom Simchaschem is referring to Shabbos. That's what the Nesiv thinks the correct Girsa. Yom Simchaschem Eilu Shabbosos. The Goyim in his Girsa in the Sefer says, as a different Girsa, which Uviyom Poaz Eilu Shabbosos, Rab Nasum Eilu Tzmidim, Simchaschem. The Gemara in Archon says, the Gemara in Archon, the Gemara in Archon, that's part of the script. But that's what he has. But he has the word Yom Shabbos. It's very definitely has a daya that Shabbos is included. It's either from Yom Simchas or Yom. It's interesting. The Baal Turim says Simchaschem is begematria gam b'yom Shabbos. So you have presumably he's working off the Sefer. And these are the words in Chaschem that applies to Shabbos. And Kedar Kabbadish, he has a gematria. That's Gam Biyom HaShabbos. Now, if you assume that way, so then let's first talk about the implication here. The implication, according to our Girsa in this Sifrei, which the Baal Turim seems to be working with, is that Simcha. Shabbos can be accurately called Yom Simchaschem. And Shabbos is Man Simcha. If you look at the Rambam, it implies strongly you don't blow Chatzitzis on Shabbos. Stamos doesn't seem to quote this whole Russian Sefer, which is interesting. The Rambam in Mikdash in Gimel Hay says, Bimei ha-moados kulam uv Rashi chadashim lekwan tokim b'chatzitzis shasakar. Moados kulam is not Shabbos. Okay, the Chazanot is clear. No, those are it doesn't refer to Shabbos. In turn, the Muchach and the Rambam. But the Gemara is a fair Gemara in Arkan that viewed on base that Shabbos is what we promote. So this Me'adas Kol Rambam does not refer to Shabbos. So the Rambam leaves out Shabbos, and the Rambam never talks about Simcha Shabbos. Not about Simcha as a mitzvah on Yontif. The Rambam doesn't talk about Shabbos ever talk about Shabbos having a mitzvah of Simcha. So again, according to the Gros Gersa, it's not really from the word Simcha, so it doesn't tell anything. But if you have the Gersa, the more typical Gersa, the Yom Simchas and Shabbos. So if the Rambam, for whatever reason, omits that, it's a good question how he learns the Sefrei. He doesn't quote the other din of Tzmidim either. So it's unless he thinks it's Tzmidim on Yontif, maybe that's what he learns. But the Acharim they talk about is why the Rambam left this out. But it's at least internally consistent. If Yom Simchaschem is not going to tell you because Shabbos doesn't think it's a mitzvah simple. It is interesting to know that the that's a question. If you look at some of the Rishonim on the Siddur, looking in Ryan Levyansky's Otsu Rishonim, put out. So he had Rishonim and Siddur, and different schools have different, they say in different times, but the in Nusach Hatzfil and Shabbos, Yismachu Machuz Hashem Rishonim Skarim. So Nusach Ashkenaz says only in Musaf. I don't say any of the truths. In the Rambam has looking around as a sitter at the end of Ava, he has only in Shat and Shachris. He doesn't have to have any Musaf, as far as I can tell. The thing that Zachariah says in Shachris and Musaf in Marek also. Not sure. Definitely say in Shachris or something. It may say Marek also. But the some of the Rishonim, again, it's not 100. What does it mean? Yisbuchu Machal Shem Hashem is current. There are other nuschos apparently that have Simcha mentioned other points in the Shema Yisrael and Shabbos. Yismuchu v'chol Yisrael, right? Some nuschos have that, but Nuschach Ashkenaz Minuchu v'chol. If you also use one yontif, if you does Yismuchu Machuska imply there's some mitzvah Simcha and Shabbos? So it's not muchach. You could teach the word Yismuchu Machuska Shem Shabbos as a bracha, as a tefillah. Yismuchu Machuska they should have Simcha with Malchus Shemayim if they're Shem Shabbos. But that's specifically referring to a request of Simcha of Shabbos. But there are definitely Shom Lundo. If you look at the Farsh and the Siddur, that would drum, and the, you go to the Reber and Yachar and the Shibay Aleket, which was the Rigda Kat, they all say, Yismuchu Machuscha, Al Shem, Yom Simchasta, and the Sefrei Elu Shabbos. So they understand that what you're saying in Shemoneh Esrei is a Lashon Asid, it's a Tefillah, but it's a Tefillah because that's Yismuchu Machuscha, mean the mouth. Shabbos should be Zman of Simcha B'malch L'Shamayim. Those, and we're asking Siat L'Shamayim properly having Simcha on Shabbos. The Rambam, I maybe wouldn't have interpreted differently because he does have that at least in one of Mishnah essays, and he doesn't ever talk about Simcha on Shabbos. He might have interpreted differently, but definitely there are Rishonim, Abudram, Rebbe Yakar, Victor Cohen, who interpreted not this Sifrei. I had a thought, but I don't mean to get back to this. So let me talk a little more about this. The pasuk. There are other Rishonim and Achronim who think, at least Al-Pi Pshat, that this pasuk can mean something else. Again, if you read Yom Simchas Elul Shabbos, what you're reading is in three different Zman. Yom Simchasim Kama, Merdechim Kama, Rashi Chashich. Both the Meshlach on the Tziv, on the Venli, suggest another Pshat. Which, again, it doesn't, if Rambam would agree to it, I understand why it's not the Rambam. It's not like a Sefrei, but they both suggest more or less the same house. That Pshuta Shal Mikdash, what does Yom Simchas mean? What's the Zman Simcha? The Zman Simcha is the Zman of Chinuch HaMikdash. Where do they get that from? Well, there is Mitzvah Chinuch Simcha HaMikdash. Marmoy Katan describes how Shlomo Melech made a Pesukim Melech describe, but the Marmoy Katan elaborates about how Shlomo Melech made a big simcha at the time of the Chanukah Sat Mikdosh, and the Gemara says it was a mitzvah of simcha. The Gemara says they had Yom Yom Kippur, and because ain't simcha b'lachilu shliya. That there was a special simcha. We know the Mishnah Seven Tainus says Yom Simchas Libo, Yom Chasnos Yom Simchas Libo, Yom Simchas Libo is Bnei Beis Hamikdash. Yom Chasnoso Elu, not from Torah, Yom Simchas Libo is Bnei Beis Hamikdash. So there was a simcha at the time of Chanukah Hamikdash. That's for sure true, and we find various places in Tanakh. This is where they're coming from. Because there are various psukim in Tanakh which describe various events of seemingly chinuch or bin hamikdash, and the chatzot just keep showing up. So they think that's the pshat. The Meshchachma here says, Shal Pashtikrach, Kol Manchi Chinuch and Mizbeach or Hazarot or Skol Bachatzotzos. Is there a simcha like Marmar Katan? And that we find the Chinuch Abayis Mishlomo. Starts going to the, he starts, and then Divrei Yomim, and then he has whole shekel terms where something's really there is in Chinuch. Divrei Yomim Beis, Akonim Mal Mishmartam, it talks about Akonim Achatzrim Negda. And the Chanukah is Ezra, goes to Pasuk in Ezra, where it says that the Kohanim were Blashim Bachatzotzos. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech, when he rededicated the Mesim English, also to the Chatzos. So he suggests that that's the Yom Simchaschem. It's a Simcha of Chanukas HaMikdash. In other words, Yom Simchaschem is Simcha, it's not similar to Moados, Modechem Rosh Hashanah. It's not a calendaric time. Why Daf Chanukas HaMikdash? That's where we find it's a simcha, and maybe specifically in the context of Chatzot and the Mikdash, which we're talking about, it's the most reasonable zman of simcha. Ibn Ezra, says similar to Dover Domas and Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra also in chat, before we interpret, he doesn't say he doesn't say it's a reference to the Mikdash, but he teaches Yom Simchaschem as a general mitzvah of Chatzot b'zman simcha. He says, "Yom says the Yom Simchaschem sheshavtem me'eretz oyev o nitzchas nitzachtem oyev abolechem uklat Yom Simcha k'nei apurim v'shivas yimei maybe Chizkiya Chanukah Simcha 7 days matcha." But the he reads this pasuk as a hemshel of previous pasuk. What's the previous pasuk? Chizamo b'chamar tzachem so you both had sochos as tefila uviyom simchaschem meaning. If you win the victorious in the battle, then you have a simcha in Nachamu. Then you both have tos al seichem zimchei shameichem. So the reason why it's a stam, it's yom tzas min afurush. Yom tzas is not a remez, it's a hint to something else. It's zman simcha. What's zman simcha in context? So zman simcha is al atzar when you're victorious in the battle. Presumably, it could be. I should say presumably. It could be zlav dafka lefid lara. Zlav dafka. That's zman simcha. That's the context. The boss. But everything is a zman of very big communal simcha, and he compares it to. He bears the Purim, the Chanukah, you should blow Chatzotzos. So Chiddush, they even say there's man of Purim, you should blow Chatzotzos. You have the Yeshua, you should blow Chatzotzos. Oh. The Ramban there's another Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk, in the Refinery Shainim, and that is that the Yom Simchaschem is not, the way to read this pasuk is not Yom Simchaschem kama, wadechem kama, rashi chashechem, but rather, Yom Simchaschem is the explanation or the introduction to wadechem rashi chashechem. The above is, okay, not the simplest, but this is who are in the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Rosh in Rosh Hashanah. Or at least suggested by the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Ramban in Sharish Aleph, Sefer HaMitzvos, is defending the Baha'i from live attacks of the Ram and Sharish Aleph says that you shouldn't count mitzvahs drabon entire mitzvahs, and he attacks the Baha'i for counting many things he thinks are drabonim. And amongst them that the Ramban criticized the Ramban for their Baha'i, excuse me, for counting is halal. So the Ramban, first of all, the Ramban has a general defense of how you understand the drabonims and why it's so posture can't, and have the general approach to Rabbanon. Then he goes through some of the examples that the Baha'i counted, and he says, you know what? I'm not so convinced they're all the Rabbanon. The Rambam says that Halal has to be the Rabbanon, because Halal comes to Pesukim Halal from David HaMelech. So the Rambam says, first of all, I don't understand what time, but what L'shitas, I don't understand your time. You Rambam hold Tefillah's Daraisa. And you tell me in favor that Tefillah, the Nusach of Tefillah is not Daraisa, just the concept of Tefillah is Daraisa. Well, I can say the same about Halal. Right. In certain spots, is there Isa? What text do you use? That's not the Isa. They incorporated that. And then he points out that the Mar Pesachim, the Avri Pesachim says that not all, that many of the Kapitlach in Tillim were not actually originally made by the Melech. There are two places, some of them go back to Tzitz Mitzrayim. So it's not Mukhrach, they didn't have Tillim then either. So he says it could be Talos the Isa. It goes through different Gemaras. But if it's the Isa, where's it come from? What's the Mukhrach for it to be the Isa? So he suggests. Yeah. And near me, Devayim Shumanat Torah. כמו שביישתי, ויהיה הלוך כמו שמסיני, זה מה אתה? או שבכלל השמחה שתבינו בו. כמו שכסוב, וביום שמחה אסכם, ובעודיכם ראשי חדשיכם מוסקתם בחצות, ועל זה חוזר לשמח. כי עיקר השיר בפה, וכליל ובסומי כל הוא, ונצטבינו בשמחה זה השיר על הקרבן, שלובו שעז קרבן על קרבן, ושלובו שעז בכלל השמחה, אלא שמי את ראשי חדש, ומגלו מי שאין המקור של חג, ואין אותו עם שיר. See, so this pasuk is talk. This is the two issues that the Rambam is trying to discuss. Number one is that this is not in chatzotros kwa chatzotros. This is really in shira, and chatzotros are the clay shira, and really ikar shira is the peh. So chatzotros means it's going to be a shira. That's the so number one. That is so the Rambam didn't make up, or frankly, there is more Arkan implies that. At least one Gemara implies that, because the Gemara on the Aleph and Beis and Arkan. We're talking about halacha there, the whole thing is that shira al-karbon. General halacha is shira al-karbon. And the Gemara has a sugya about whether nidvas si, olas nidvas sibur tu nashir and tu nashir. Do olas nidvas here, only olas chovav si require shira, or olas nidvas sibur also require shira? The Gemara says, what's from the word olo seicha? That's his pasuk. Olo seicha. Amar Rahman, achas olas chovav achas l'davo, dim olo seicha to kul yisrael al-kam. And the end, the Gemara says, it tries to make clear that it's not because Alo Seichem was Zivchei Shalmeichem, it's Hekesh, the Shlomim, and Shlomim are Kachay Kachim, the only Shlomim were Kachay Kachim are Shalmei Tzibor, which are on the Moados, in which case, Kibse Atzeres, the only Shalmei Tzibor, so it must be Kabul Ozman. Kibse, though, it's figuring out the Alachos of Shira Al-Karban from this Pasuk. And we pass Iker Shira is the Pet. So, because you could have made this pasuk and then it was Shira. Right? This pasuk is the other chatzotra, the other blowings of the chatzotra don't seem to do Shira. We build chatzotra for Shas Isara or Shas Masa Machan or something to do Shira, L'choira. So the Ramban thinks that this is the real Pashtus. He's suggesting this, that this, in the Dereisa, probably reading more Archon as a Drasha Dereisa, that there's a din of Shira al carbon. And this pasuk is telling you the din of Shira al carbon, or din of Shira at least. And Mela, there's Chatzot to the Shir. That's step number one in the Ramban. Step number two in the Ramban is that he's saying that the Din Shir is really a Din in the Moadim in general. And I think he's teaching the Pasuk. He says it's Bechlal HaSimcha Shen Tzavu. How does he see where it's Bechlal HaSimcha Shen Tzavu? Because I think that's what he's reading the Pasuk. Uviyom Simchaschem is an explanation. Uviyom Simchaschem, Uvmodech Mashiach Hashem is really the Moad Mashiach Hashem, which are Yemei Simcha, require Shir. So Yemei Simcha is not a different, it's not a different day or a different occasion. It's the rationale, the hesber behind the Tkiyas and therefore the Shir on Moadim and Rashi Chadashim. And Yom Tov Rashi Chadashim. The I Asakim Rosh Chodesh, there's no din halacha d'oraisa. So he explains. Why not halacha d'oraisa Rosh Chodesh? So he says, and I explained, and because of the simcha, and we know simcha is not limited to carbon, so even though it's described in Chumash as shira ala carbon, the ikr, you know, I guess the ikr din l'chatchila, or the main key, or the best way to do it is ala carbon, but it's not only ala carbon, because if it's an expression of simcha, simcha is not only ala carbon. So, you're supposed to do it al carbon. You're supposed to have maybe another key, and we have to explain why. But it isn't only applicable al carbon. And he says, and Rosh Ella Shemiyah to Rosh Chodesh and Bekvul Meishem Mekudesh Lachag. That's the Gemara Arkin. The Gemara talks about and say Hal Rosh Chodesh. But Rosh Chodesh, their punkt where there's no concept of Chag outside of Mikdash, in Mela there's Rosh Chodesh. There's no Hal except in Mikdash. Hal in Mikdash on Rosh Chodesh would be the rest of the time. If they point out, I think I saw the mice with Rosh Torsky, but I think I've seen the word before in the book. Right? That. So what do we say Rosh Chodesh? Like, why do we add that in Rosh Chodesh? So he suggests, apparently, I think it was a conversation with Rosh Chodesh, Yes, he said they both had the same word because for the Ramban, the Rosh Chodesh, it's going to be fun. Now we don't say halal. There's no shir midaras, but in Rosh Chodesh, we're mispalled to have shir derdecha and shmirecha. I'm ruining the name of Chodesh because that's going to be a new shir derais that didn't exist before Rosh Chodesh now. So please repeat. So the Rosh has something similar. The Rosh also seems to have understood this way because in a totally different context. He's talking about the dinim of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. And these are with Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. They have the tightness of Rosh Hashanah. It says the Rosh and the Mizrach of Rosh Hashanah. And he says, the Netziv knows this, and he says, he's trying to prove that it's also one of the Lashon, that we say Lashon Moed and Rosh Hashanah. We discussed maybe the he tries to prove that it's a do you say Moedim L'Simcha Rasha? So Tshuva is Marasa Hashem, Tos Barashan, Her Om B'Shtei Yeshivas, Beit Tfil, Gush, Moedim L'Simcha, Chagim L'Zim L'Sasam. Because it's Eilam Odei Hashem. So it's called Moed. And bring more rayas. Uminayin Shnekra Simcha, how do you know the Simcha? It's called Simcha. Shenemar, Yom Simcha Zem, Odeichem HaSheikha Tsheichem. So slightly different drash than we have in the Sefer, but the point still is that he's interpreted. How do you say Simcha? Yom Simchasam is a different day on the list. The answer is no, because Yom Simchasam is the introduction. It's the rationale behind it's a description of the days that follow. It's not a separate Zman or a separate Yom. According to Rosh Ramban, that seems to be the Pshat on the Buff. Fine. It's interesting to note that according to Ramban, what do we say? According to Ramban, there's din chatzoitzus here that comes mitzad the simcha shabiyom. So the Ramban, so. There's a question of when this mitzvah chatzotzos applies. So what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says the pasuk has two conditions in this pasuk. It talks about a day, yom simchas malach v'sheicha sheichem, and it talks about when, in what context, alo seichem aziv keshamech. The sefer Achinuch is as follows. In this respect, he uncharacteristically diverges from the Rambam. Kind of often falls down in this case, it does not. The mitzvah should be dalit. He says, there's a mitzvah skoa bachat sotros b'miktosh b'chol yoin, the hakriv kol karba. Or, it's really musafim, but hakriv kol karba, tam and the musaf, maybe, the different gerses in the chinuch, but he says explicitly b'chol yoin, explicitly. And he goes on to explain. I don't really think Rosh Chodesh means because he presents this through the thing. Lav dafka. Tibachol yom are you taking the mitzvah b'chad soitzus ala karba. Chol yom. V'chim v'vur b'rashan parak group and he tries to bring rights. And in the end he says, I saw in the Rambam who says not that way. Again, there were definitely, it's clear in the sugars that there were chad soitzus b'chol yom, but those, tosus, it's complicated. Tosus in Avodah Zarah and a few other places says, and I think that there were chatzos b'shitas, there were chatzos. There was this mitzvah of kiss of blowing chatzotros that the Kohanim, and there was a separate alach of klei shir. Chatzos were amongst the, they were part of the orchestra. But that's not this din of chatzos. That's that the Levim did, and there could be different kinds of chatzos all together. According to one day in Tosfos, they may be entirely different. So but the chinuch says no. This mitzvah, the right, and that's problematic. That's certainly not an akim because she is prepared. But this, the mitzvah kiyum of chatzot, so the chinuch says it's chol yom. So according to him, the whole man is lav dafka. So obviously he's not learning that the mechayev is simcha. The whole thing is mechayev is chol yom. I don't know how he teaches yom simcha asim, but bechlal he's saying it's what he's really saying is you bring one all the karbanos. I guess I'm one. There are more karbanos, so you bring them more. You do more. You want the musaf and also maybe the yom simcha asim the Shabbos, and the point of the pasuk is to tell you that you blow on also on the musafim. but it's really dinim chol yom. And the truth is, I think some of my friends point out that it's that might be totally in the 2 days in the sifrei, because one day in the sifrei darshan yom hashabbos elu yom sabchas. I'm sorry, especially yom the gros gersa that yom elu shabbos. So the other day is yom elu tmidim. So it could be, it doesn't say that, but it could be he thinks that it could be fallen 2 days in the sifrei. In the Rambam doesn't hold the way to mention. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Tchiyas B'chatzotzos is specifically on the mitzvah of Tchiyas B'chatzotzos is specifically on Rebellum and Rosh Chodeshim. But is that because Ram thinks for us in Tzantiv? So L'chayr not. First of all, it's not. There's no connection. Ram does draw a connection. That it's not for Tzantiv. He doesn't. He does connect it to Shira. He says L'avim or Mshira connects to the Shira of the Pat. That's true. But he doesn't say anywhere in Hilchos Yontif there's any mitzvah chal of Shira on Yontif. Like, doesn't Ram whole chal is not the Raisa. There's no. That's not that I'm going to talk about that in the context of Simchas Akiv. And more than that, the Pshuto, the Ram, well, the Ram, how many mitzvah chatos are there with this? You blow chatos for many different purposes in Sukkah. So a minion of mitzvahs, the Ram only, and both Ram and Chinuch only count one mitzvah. Mitzvah say nun tes. It's very strange. This is in the test. He should see vanu uskor b'chatzotros b'mikdash im akravas kol carbon mikarbanei carbonei hamoadim. Who amar yisparach v'yom sin ofzei moadech v'shechim uskadim b'chatzotros. Again, carbonei hamoadim. Ubeir amru shemitzah yom b'chatzotros. Umar Rosh Hashanah. That there's a mitzvah, the concept mitzvah b'chatzotros. Ukvar izbar amrishim zu b'sifrei. Of Rosh Hashanah v'tainus, v'cheinachnu nitzum l'skor b'chatzotzos be'itos hatzorach b'hatzoros k'shenitzach ne'Hashem yisala. Who amaru chisvol nochmar tzchem hatzoros reshchem. Now that seems to be entirely unrelated. But what's even more striking is that the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvos, he says he starts the mitzvah Sivan l'skor b'chatzotzos mikdash. Where's Rambam have this mitzvah when he talks when he goes through the Mishnah Torah? He has in Hilchos Tainus. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Tainus. Mitzvah says let's go b'chatzotzos be'isar. You know, it's part of tefillah on Tainus. So he doesn't have a mikdash separate. Doesn't have a separate mitzvah. Doesn't count. Discuss them. It's a mitzvah. Say it's separate mitzvah at all today. So it's not b'chatzot kulin simcha. He says clearly it's part of this new mitzvah called chatzotzos. Not b'chatzot kulin simcha sentiv, but it's put together with the mitzvah of kia be'isar. So it could be, I guess it could be that the Rambam thinks that these are just the same Maisa mitzvah. They talk about some of them function, but does Ram think we have something for the same Maisa mitzvah? We have to do it multiple times for entirely different reasons. Would that be the count of one mitzvah, two mitzvah, many mitzvahs? But it's also Yitachin as follows. The Chinuch, when it talks about Mishar Shea Mitzvah, again, the Chinuch might say differently because he says not only Regal, it's about Karbanos, but he also has one mitzvah, and he says, Mishar Shea Mitzvah, the Fish of the Shasa Karban, it's Srichim Lachavin Baitam Yofta Bein Yonu, Kamoshia Duash, Nisol, and Achshavos Yiduos. The gam can tzarach carbon kavana l'shma l'fnei adona kol shetzivan olav. The gam can be said tzarach tzarachem kivun gadol beschanu l'fnei boros shirachem aviyasim tzarasa. V'chein tzavu b'tkiyas hachatzos be'itim eila. He says that the idea of blowing b'chatzotzos is to arouse kavana. And there are different times when we need to arouse kavana. We need to arouse kavana b'chavim dad l'shamay. We have when we bring carbon. and he's right when he mispala based on. So they're not entirely unrelated, and certainly not about a simcha. It's about arousing kavana bismat. So that's when they're hakravas kavanos and tefila based on. So they're not so dissimilar after all. So hakravas kavanos, of course, it's easier. Hakravas kavanos is not about yom tovim, but if you look at in the mashal in the shalah in the sixth parasha. He also, I don't have it in front of me, but he also puts all the examples of Chatzotzos, including Masa Machnos. He says this gives it a single theme. So the idea of the story behind the Chatzotzos is to be Mechav, to arouse through Mechav and Libin L'Shamayim, similar to Chinuch says. And he explains, and he's not working with Chinuch for that Bizman Karpas. Bizman Simcha. Bizman Simcha, let me tell him it's a Simcha. But because Adrabah, Bizman Simcha, a person has a tendency to forget, you know, to forget about Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be lax, to be frivolous. So dafka is unsimple. You have to have this orus. You know, the misamech l'shem shemayim. So b'zman yom tovim, we both show as orus that b'mchav l'shem shemayim and b'zman sarah and b'zman the machanos. He says because we're about to embark on a whole journey, that the journey should be with folks l'shem shemayim. So he puts them all into b'chav l'machta and. Surely the Chinuch's understanding of his one mitzvah fits with his interpretation, because they're not just separate mice in the same mice do in entirely different contexts. There's a single idea. Yeah, there are different times when different contexts which have this idea to be expressed, but it's a single idea. And that's true. That's what the Rambam understands that way also. So in the Rambam accounts as one mitzvah. So it's not going to do with Yantiv, going to do with Simchas Yantiv. So the Rambam doesn't think that it's a source for Halal B'chlal. There's no makar for that. She was going to do with Simchas. I'll just close, maybe with one or two hours. Quick, I said this, he started the Ramban. Back to the Ramban for a minute. This Ramban, that the mitzvah, suggestion of the Ramban, that the mitzvah of Halal comes as Midin Simcha, and it comes from the pasuk here in Chatzos, so Yom Tzachzev Modech Moshech Hashechem, I think is a raya for a yisoy that I heard b'shem Rosh Shalvechik, because l'choira, when is Moadechem? Moadechem are all Pesach, all Sukkos, all Pesach. Mitzvot Halal D'oraisa on all Pesach? We don't even say Halal Shalom all Pesach. We don't say Halal Shalom once. How are you talking such a possibility? Right? So, what does the Gemara say in Arachin? The Marachin says, they ask Akash, why do we say Halal every day and Sukkah is not really the Pesach? So the Gemara says, Sukkah is Chaluk and Makarba Naseim, and Pesach is not Chaluk and Makarba Naseim. So, what does that mean? So, what? So, I think the way it's often said over is that the Pshat is that Pesach is viewed as like a single Kedush Shayom, a single 7 day Yom. And Sukkah is each day is own Yantiv. In other words, there's a single mechayev. It's not that the first day of Pesach is Chayav Halal. There's one mechayev Halal for Pesach. You do it the first day, you get the first opportunity, but it's not the first day of Pesach is Chayav Halal. Therefore, this is what they quote B'shem Rosh Shalvechim. That let's say a person didn't say Halal the first day of Pesach, whatever reason, second day of Pesach. First time is chance to say Halal is Pesach. Halal Shalom. So if either I'm bad, I think that's Mukhach. Because the Ramban is going to want to say there's been halal d'oraisa and yantiv because ikri moed based on this pasuk, and that clearly there's no distinction as possible in the first day Pesach in terms of ikri moed. So you have to say, I think, that it just means only is what the Marachan is saying is it's just one single moed, but there's no reason why there's no milah the first of any other day. I think that's clear. The other thought that I had, we were saying before, separate point, is that. I wonder if, in light of what the Ramban himself had said there, that Rosh Chodesh there's no halal Rosh Chodesh outside of Mikdash. But in Mikdash, yes. Which means that there's a mitzvah of simcha of Rosh Chodesh specifically in Mikdash. That's what comes out. So is it plausible to say the same thing about Shabbos? If you think, and then the Ramban says this, but if you think that, I don't think he does. Think that Yom Simchaschem is reference to Shabbos. And Shabbos is called Man Simcha, but we don't find necessarily other Dinim Simcha on Shabbos, don't Dinim Basar Yayin on Shabbos. So if that's the case, Maybe this is Tanya's on Shabbos, but the Gemara says the Gemara in Pesachim says because Rosh Shabbos own it doesn't quote for a pasuk of something. There's no pasuk mechumash. The Gemara doesn't quote any pasuk mechumash. It sounds like there's fumiyata. It sounds like there's no after mitzimcha on Shabbos. At least some of the active. Some Rosh Hashanah, maybe, but no Shabbos nap doesn't break. Shabbos doesn't break avelos. So you can say it's a different reason, but. So maybe one could say something about Shabbos. That's what I was wondering. That if you're willing to say that the reference to Simcha and this pasuk specifically in the context of Al Seif Zichr Shamechem, when you bring Karbonos, there's Mitzvah Simcha. So on Shabbos, maybe you bring Karbonos, Mitzvah Simcha. But that's not a stira. That doesn't necessarily imply, it requires you to say the Yom Simchastam is a Mitzvah Simcha in general for Shabbos. And maybe three minute Ashkenaz. I wonder if that's why that could be has why we don't say the Musaf. The Yisrael Malchuscha, because the Musaf, which is special carbon for Shabbos, not the regular Talmud, would be that's when this is specifically the Chayav Simcha. That's not so partial because Pshuto based on the Maran Zvachim, the Talmud Shabbos also is the Dinah Shabbos. So that's okay.